Or 8DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Alaska Airlines grounds all its MAX 9 jets after this.
A mid-air scare. Pilots called air traffic control just minutes after takeoff, alerting them that a window had blown out of Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 Friday night. This was a months-old Boeing 737 MAX 9. It reached about 16,000 feet before abruptly descending as passengers and pilots donned oxygen masks. The pilots declared an emergency and returned to Portland, Oregon. The plane was bound for Ontario, California, outside Los Angeles. There were 171 passengers and six crew members on board.
CBS transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve, the FAA and NTSB now investigating. The Supreme Court has said it will decide whether Colorado could disqualify former President Donald Trump from running again. CBS chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford considers what the justices might be considering.
Voters in mostly Democratic states like Oregon, California, the Maine Secretary of State, all wanting to throw him off the ballot. So the court really had no choice but to take this up. And I would not be surprised if they rule, perhaps unanimously, that the Colorado Supreme Court got it wrong, that courts should not be in the business of declaring someone ineligible to run for president.
Get ready for the first winter storm of 2024.
This system's going to probably have all of the hazards that we may get with a winter storm. So on the northern side, there'll be snow, some blowing snow, maybe near blizzard conditions. And then on the warm side of the system, there's going to be heavy rain and potential severe weather. So it is a multi-hazard storm that's going to track really from coast to coast from this weekend into early to mid next week.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. That Virginia school teacher shot by her six-year-old student trying to resume a life that ceased being normal 1 year ago today.
26-year-old Abby Zwarter still has bullet fragments in her upper chest and left hand after being shot by a student at her first grade classroom at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, January 6th of last year. It's been a hard 12 months.
Troubling, traumatic, mostly downs and not ups. You know, I was diagnosed with PTSD. Anxiety has raised, depression has raised.
The former teacher sued the Newport News school system for $40 million, saying administrators failed to take action against a child they knew was a danger. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The University of Michigan football team's in Houston ahead of Monday's national championship game against Washington. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Great matchup. We feel like, you know, we're just getting ready for it, you know, the best we can.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we're trying to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, it's 28.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. Happy New Year to you. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll find out what's happening at the Range of Richfield this month. We'll get a preview of the upcoming Milwaukee Boat Show and learn how the 51st annual edition of the Fish and Game Forecaster can help you enjoy more hunting and fishing success in 2024. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678 or hupe.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me once again in the first time in the new year from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Dan.
Well, any more deer hunting? The bow season just kind of drags on here in Wisconsin, doesn't it?
it's a very generous season, but I did get out right around the first of the year for really was my last time, sat on some public land that I had not been on before, really just went in blind for an afternoon sit, and I had deer around me. I knew that because they were blowing, you know, they did their nose blowing
mm-hmm.
thing
yeah.
around me, but it wasn't to me. They were actually upwind of me, and I could hear them kind of running around in different places, so I don't know if maybe it was coyotes or wolves or a bobcat or so, you know, some thing. It could have been another person for all I know, sure. I guess, was bothering them. And I was actually hoping they'd get kind of spooked my way, but they really stayed in the real, real thick cover. And, I mean, they sat there probably for the last almost 40 minutes of the night making noise and blowing. And I could hear them kind of crushing through the what was left at that time of the the ice and things like that that was in the bog areas. And it made for an interesting sit, you know, maybe a bit unnerving sit because you don't know what they're blowing at. He's sitting there with archery equipment, and at that time I was actually on the ground. I didn't get in a tree. I found myself in between this big blowdown, and I was like, well, I'll sit here, this looks like good cover, and had a clean shot. But but yeah, that, you know, it ended for me. No tag on a buck in either the bow or the gun season. I did harvest two deer during the gun deer season on opening day, You know, I'm grateful for that. It was a strange year for me. I spent a lot of time on public land, and I learned a ton about, you know, what to look for. And really, like, my last number of sits in December were very fruitful. I really kind of honed in on some areas that didn't seem to be as pressured, did take a little bit more to walk to them. Glad I had a, you know, lightweight saddle set up and things like that to be able to get there. But it was still enjoyable, Dan. And I look forward to getting things prepared both on my parents' private land and my place, and then exploring that public land again next year.
Well, you did spend a lot of time on public land, and I've often said you don't learn much by killing that deer that walks in front of you in the first 5 minutes on opening day, or the turkey that comes to your first yelps on the first day that you're hunting. Did you try calling these deer?
You know, I didn't. When I really started concentrating us on these areas, I really just didn't bring a call with me. It was really during the rifle season that I got into some of these places that I discovered deer. And I typically don't call to deer much. I did years ago, and what I found was if I was hunting bigger deer, they didn't seem to respond to the calls as much as the younger deer did. And although I have had success, you know, just calling curious deer, if I'm just out to harvest a deer, any deer, it certainly could work. But, you know, I really didn't know what I was up against on public land as I was really learning and exploring how many people were around and where maybe they would go. And so I really didn't use, I guess, every trick in the book.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, you know, I've not done a lot of calling for deer, but many years ago, the very first time I called deer in, I was actually coyote hunting in Texas, and I was blowing a rabbit distress call, and I heard clattering of hooves behind me. I was in some really dry country on a rock pile, and I turned around, and here's four or five, I think they were all does, I don't know, they were running up to me thinking that that was a fawn in distress.
Sure.
And, you know, I've bleated at deer, meh, just like that, you know, with your voice a number
sure.
of times, and sometimes stop them and occasionally have them, you know, show some interest, but I haven't called one directly in like that. So, well,
yeah.
Switching gears from deer to turkey, the turkey permits are out. Did you get yours? Did you remember to apply?
I did remember to apply, and I did pull a tag for Zone 3 Period A, which I have a very small window of time to go hunt, but I did pull the tag and go from there. My turkey season's going to be wildly short for me. I just have so many fishing tournaments and so many travel days that I'll have these little, you know, two-day windows halfway through a period to go to go find myself in the woods. So it'll be tough even on scouting, but I did receive a tag.
Yeah, good. Well, I got a tag for Zone 6 Period D. John and his friend Blake and I applied as a group for late season permits to be sure we'd get them, because there have been times, even as a landowner, when John has not got a permit, but we did get one. So we'll be hunting up there the fourth season. And I got my four-play rafter turkey call from Cutting Edge Game Calls. Jeff Buds talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and I can't wait to try that out this spring. And the other news in my department is my Hall of Fame plaque is finally up on the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame website. You can visit freshwater-fishing.org. Look for the inductees list. It's all alphabetical, so I'm in there with everybody from A to Z, Isaac Walton included, the Lindners, Babe Winkleman, Ron Shera, Steve Hiding, Jim Sarek, Russ Smith, and many, many others. My ceremony will be held at the Milwaukee Sports Show in March, and more on that show as we get closer to it.
It's awesome.
And folks,
it was really,
yeah,
really
yeah,
cool to see.
Thank you. Yeah, it's still kind of mind-blowing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And folks can join me in 2 weeks for the 13th annual Memorial Fishery to Benefit Abait Wisconsin. That's Saturday, January 20th at Knuckleheads Bar and Grill on Little Cedar. This is an ice fishing event, but it's going to be held regardless of ice. and you can still fish if you want to. It is also free fishing weekend, so no license is required. And that same weekend is also the start of the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park. And this week's giveaway is four pairs of tickets. To enter the drawing to win one of those pairs of tickets, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. More on that later in the show. Coming up, we'll find out what's happening this month at the Range of Richfield. We'll get a preview of the Milwaukee Boat Show, and John Lehman explains how the Fish and Game Forecaster can improve your hunting and fishing. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 19th through 28th, State Fair Park.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, and online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly chat about what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Hi, Dan. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all those good things. I hope you had a chance to spend some quality time with the family.
I did, yes. And you?
Oh, yes. It was very, very nice, especially now we have two grandkids, one's 7 and one's 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they make Christmas really, really exciting.
Oh, they do.
So, yes, they do. So it was great. And we had the rest of the whole family there, too. So it was very, very nice. Thank you.
Well, good. How has it been at the range?
I'll tell you something. December was an exciting month for us here at the range. We were blessed with a whole lot of people and a lot of people buying safes and guns. It was just terrific. We do have a nice selection of new guns and some of the slightly used ones at some great prices. And I'm also noticing that the ammo stock is starting to loosen up, and I'm hoping that the prices will now start also.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, you've got a lot going on this month.
Yes. Well, you know, we kind of cut back on classes and a few other things during the holidays, and now we start ramping it back up again. Our new classes are starting this month, and I encourage anyone who's really interested to either stop in and check out the schedule or just go online or on Facebook for any details. This will be changing, and there'll be more and more of them coming.
What are some of the things that are happening?
Okay, well, we're really excited about our skill-building clinics. This will be starting back up in January. Classes will start with drawing from concealment basics on January 18th, and then we'll have two more basic classes in February. So stay tuned. They're well attended. Darren does a great job, and people really love them.
Well, good. And then you've got all kinds of classes.
Yes, we have our concealed carry class. That fills up almost as quickly as we post the dates. So we do have one on the 14th, and we will be scheduling more. So once again, just check with us, our Facebook or our website, and we'll fill it out for you.
All right. And then leagues, too. This is usually the time your leagues start up.
I always look forward to this because we get a lot of folks in here, and they love to shoot. Men's Pistol League and AR League will be starting up January 25th and continues for 8 weeks. This is a group of guys who have a lot of fun shooting new and varying targets each week. If you're interested, just show up on the 25th and we can get you signed up.
All right. And other leagues?
Yep. We have a Bullseye League, which starts on January 9th, and that runs for 12 weeks. This has turned out to be a tremendous success. We have a lot of folks that come in and shoot the Bullseye League, and they're both men and women, and they're having a great time.
Now, this is competitive, right?
Friendly competition. We do recognize the individuals with the highest scores. It's not real cutthroat. They have a good time shooting. And of course, everybody wants to win.
How about your small bore league, the 22 long rifle?
Yes, that we started last year. It's returning on January 10th and running for 12 weeks. This tool has been a success with so many people interested in it and coming in and shooting it. You know, this is kind of interesting because you shoot your 22 long rifle and you do it standing, sitting, laying down on the floor, actually, and there's one other one. I can't think of it right
kneeling.
Now. Kneeling. Kneeling. That's it. You're right. They're all doing that. They come in with all their gear and get ready, and away they go. It's really kind of cool to watch.
I used to compete on my high school rifle team back in the dark ages, as I say. Yeah, we were pretty good. We were ranked fifth in the nation for non-military scholastic teams back in my senior year. That was our big claim to fame. We had a good day at the sectionals. I think that's what happened, you know. Like on any given Sunday, for instance, the Packers already beat the Chiefs. So if they happened to meet up again in the Super Bowl, wouldn't that be wonderful, you know?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
It would.
Yeah.
Well, back to shooting. You've got a first shots class as well, right?
Yes, that class is going to be offered on January 14th, and this is also one that's been wildly popular. It's designed for folks who have never used a handgun before but are interested in learning about it. It's an inexpensive way. It's about an hour and a half. You get to do some range time. You get to learn some basics, and I would say that probably 80% of the people that take this go on to either private lessons or some of our more advanced lessons because they found out they really enjoy this sport.
And how about your IDPA matches? Have you got that starting up again?
Yes, January 13th is the next one, and these also fill up really quick. They're typically on a Saturday night after we close, and it's limited to 40 shooters, and we have 40 shooters, and they're here until 9:30, 10 o'clock finishing up. So that one is real competitive, let me tell you.
Yeah, I guess it would be. You mentioned private lessons.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you're looking to sharpen your shooting skills, our instructors can tailor-make a lesson to your specific needs and goals. These guys are really good, and they take time to learn more about you and your experience. I get a lot of thumbs up as people are walking out the door after they have that private lesson, which is awesome.
So if someone has an issue with cross-dominance in their eyes or, I don't know, other issues involved in shooting, they can tailor a lesson specifically for that issue.
Absolutely. You know, when you take a general class and have maybe anywhere from 10 to 20 people in it, you don't always get to focus on what you wanted out of that class because there's so many other people with other wants and needs. When you get the individual attention, they get to know who you are and your experience, and then if you have certain issues, then they kind of go through all of that with you to make sure that we are fulfilling what you're looking for. You can become a better shooter.
Absolutely. You mentioned used guns or slightly used guns. Is that part of your consignment program?
It is, and it's exploding. I can't believe it. We buy, trade, sell, and consign. So, you know, if you're looking to raise some cash, bring in that old gun that you don't use anymore or a new gun that you don't know why you really bought it, and that happens sometimes, and we'll be happy to appraise it for you. If you like what you hear, you know, we're delighted to purchase it from you or consign it for you, and you may get some extra money these days, especially with the way the economy is.
Yeah, and some people win guns at banquets and then get home and say, what am I going to do with that? Or their wife says, what did you do?
Well, you know something? We do get a lot of that. So some of these consignment guns that we have in there are almost kind of specialty guns. They don't need it. You know, they want it. They're looking to get some money out of it. So we usually put those kind of guns on GunBroker. And it's a really good deal because we only charge 20%. You get 80% of what we can get the gun sold for on gun broker. So we're working on the volume. We're not trying to get rich on every single gun.
Well, that's a great service you provide then.
It is. And again, it's really catching on. And I'm absolutely amazed at the amount of people that come in to consign something. But what I'm even more interested in is because we've got such a nice turnover and selection, we have people that come in here just to look at what's new in the pre-owned gun department. There's some fine buys, and some of them have never been shot, brand new in a box. It's a really nice deal.
Well, what about safes? You got safes?
We have safes. I have about 70 of them total in the building right now. There's some people aren't quite sure. Where do I start if I want to buy a safe? Well, I'd love to have a chance to chat with you to explain the ins and outs of the safe business. Terms, the sizes, fire rating, security level, financing, probably the biggest concern that people have is, how do I get it home?
Yeah.
And don't forget, they're not just gun safes. You can store a lot of valuable items in these big boys. If you're not sure, I'm not a high-pressure guy. I just want to educate you on what's out there. Come on in. We can talk about it. And if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, well, you've learned a little something.
All right. Well, how about accessories and gear and clothing and stuff like that? You said you had a lot of people around the holidays. Is everything sold out now?
No. We sold a bunch, but we were also stocking shelves as we did that. We've got a really nice selection at this point in time.
Wonderful. Well, and people who just might want to talk guns, you're there to welcome them in.
Absolutely. If you want to talk about guns, you want to talk about safes, you want to talk about consignment, we're always here. We're always anxious to share our information with whoever walks in that door.
All right. And you will be at the Milwaukee Sports Show, I understand, with some safes, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We are looking forward to that. We were there last year, and it turned out to be a very successful event. And that's coming up, what, in March, right?
Yes.
Well, he'd be here before you know it. So we're looking forward to it, and I know you're going to be there. So I'm sure we'll bump into each other several times.
Absolutely, I'm sure we will. Well, Jim, thanks so much, and I hope you guys have had a little bit of rest over the holidays, as busy as you were, and I hope you have a great January, and we'll talk again in 3 or 4 weeks.
That sounds great. Look forward to it, Dan.
Jim Bobby Ash is the president of the Range of Richfield. You can visit them in person on Helson Drive, just north of the Cabela's store there in Richfield. That's where 41 and 45 divide. And you can visit them online and learn about everything we talked about and more at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is John Lehman. He's the president of Data Sport, Inc. of Atlanta. And Data Sport publishes the annual Fish and Game Forecaster and Doug Hannon's Moon Clock, both of which help hunters and anglers plan their outings around peak fish and game activity periods. And his website is datasportinc.com. Well, John, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thanks very much, Dan, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, some of our listeners might have heard, I hope a lot of them heard our conversation back, I think it was April or May. But for those who didn't, let's talk about what the forecaster does, first of all, the Fish and Game Forecaster. What is it and how does it work?
Well, there are a lot of these things around, but we like to think that the Fish and Game Forecaster is different in one major area, and that is there are four times every day, two good times and two excellent times, and you'll notice that when we're talking about fishing and hunting, there's never a poor time to go fishing or hunting. Some times are better than others, and they usually are those times closer to the full moon and the new moon. 3 days before and 3 days after, generally speaking, is what the better times are. Each one of these things has a particular value. As I say, some of them are better than others. Some of them are stronger than others. And that's what the difference is with the Fish and Game Forecast. We show you in a graphic the four times during the day, and they have fair, good, and excellent times. That is really the major difference. This is our 51st year, by the way, Dan. We do this based on a computer program that was written 51 years ago, and that was in the very, very, very early days of computers, and it was, to my knowledge, the first computerized outdoor information program of its kind. It came actually out of Minneapolis with some guys that worked for Sperry Univac, which was the forerunner of Sperry Rand, which was the forerunner of Unisys. They wrote this program, and it was on actually a magnetic tape. That's 51 years ago, and we keep tweaking it a little bit. We've used it for a month-long fishing tournament out of Minnesota and correlated the times that the fish were caught to the times that we projected. And it turns out that you're 65% more likely to catch fish on the peaks than you would theoretically expect. Does that make any sense?
It does. So 65% more likely fishing those time periods indicated rather than just randomly fishing because you're out there on
exactly.
At that time. Yeah, okay. Well, I have used the Forecaster, and I've used the John Alden Knight Solunar tables years ago. My dad was really big on those, and we're talking back in the 1950s. I have used it, and I have seen fish and game activity, mainly muskies, because that's what I primarily fish for. When there's a peak period, we see fish and we get hits, and when there isn't, we might as well be sitting down eating our lunch or taking a nap. And for turkeys and deer, I see game activity that coincide with those peaks. So based on my limited experience, one guy's trying it, this stuff works. And I think a lot of people believe in moon phases and fish by those. A lot of musky fishermen only fish when the moon is overhead or underfoot. So anyway, that is what your Forecaster is about, but it's more than just the charts, right? You've got a page where we can enter data from our own experience.
Exactly. And that's the fun part of it, is because people that really are into the outdoors, and almost all of us that do anything in the outdoors are really into it, like to keep track of particular days as far as the weather is concerned, the temperature, the wind, sky covers and things like that. And there are 100 different entry points, different days that can be categorized by the information that's put into the book. If you're going out tomorrow, you can put in where the direction of the wind as it happens, or in retrospect, looking backwards, and you will have a record of how you did on those particular kind of days. And you may find, and people do find, a pattern in that. So you find out if it's early in the morning, you use these kind of lures in this particular pattern, and that kind of stuff. And that's fishing. The same thing works with hunting. What we hear better from anybody is, and specifically from archers, people that are bow hunters, you know, typically get into a stand at dark 30 in the morning and wait till something happens.
Yeah.
And if we can predict when that something is going to happen, you don't have to get up at dark 30. You may be able to get a half an hour more sleep. And obviously you would go up before the peak so that you're not walking into the peak activity.
Sure. So it doubles really as a forecaster and then a diary that you can use to take notes on your own experience and then maybe even look back at last year's when you're going fishing this year and compare how you did in April or July or October of 23 when you're going to be fishing in 24.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing that people use it for is you get the entire year, and actually there's a 13-month year. So we go from January 1st to February 1st of the following year. And we do that because there are a lot of places in the United States that have January and actually even February hunting specifically.
Sure.
And of course the fishing, you know, it may be hard water fishing where you are. But if you're in Alabama or southern Florida, it doesn't freeze quite as often.
Oh, no. And this year, boy, we've got hard water fishing in parts of the state, but we're looking at open water here in the south. Well, the other item that you sell is the moon clock. And how does that work, and how is it different?
Well, you mentioned John Alden Knight, and the moon clock is a moon-only forecast. It actually was developed by Doug Hannon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever met Doug, Dan, but he was an amazing guy, a tremendous inventor, and a great thinker. And he came up with this thing, and it's different from John Alden Knight's in a considerable way, where the fish and game forecaster is sun, moon, and the insertion of the higher times that you would normally expect, which is dusk and dawn. Those are figured into it with the computer program. With Doug Hannon's moon clock, it's only the moon, and it's whether the moon is rising, setting, overhead or underfoot, and he has a little bit different reading on that thing. It's got a little dial on it so that you put the date underneath the month, and then it gives you the two morning and two evening peak periods, two good and two excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it will tell you the phase of the moon, and it will tell you that 3 days before and after the new moon and the full moon are the peak periods of the month.
Well, I am looking forward to using my copies of these two devices, the book and the moon clock. And for folks who are interested, and this is a great time now with the new year starting, a great time to get copies of these. How can people get one?
Well, the best way to get it is if you can remember the datasportinc.com. That's the best way to get to our website, and you can order one there. And by the way, there's a lot of information on that website about the difference between the two and some other stories that people have written and some other actual reactions from people all over the country that use these things. Better and easier to remember is moontimes.com. So that will be a redirect to the datasportinc.com, but it's not as difficult to remember. But we're here, and we'll send them out as soon as we get them. And we encourage people to get back in contact with us and tell us how they work, if there's a problem with it. Actually, we heard from a guy last year who said, I'm getting a little long in the tooth, and it's a little difficult to read with the printing the way it is, so we changed the printing. And I actually just got a call from him yesterday saying thanks. So we listen to any kind of improvement that people may think, and we appreciate everybody.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much, and we wish you a happy new year, and we will be in touch again, I'm sure.
Thank you, and the same to you, Dan, and thanks for calling.
You bet. John Lehman is the president of Datasport, Inc. They make the Fish and Game Forecaster, which is an annual little booklet that has information on peak fish and game activity times for every day of the year, for actually 13 months. And they also published Doug Hannon's Moon Clock, which is a handy little device that you can use to determine when the moon is doing its thing to make those fish and turkeys and deer and everybody else more active. You can find them online at moontimes.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Your 737 MAX 9 jet has just left Portland, Oregon, and a window blows out, depressurizing the cabin.
I spoke to a passenger that was very shaken up, and he told me he was trying to process it all, and it was very traumatizing to him.
KOIN-TV reporter Joseph Geary, Alaska Airlines has grounded all its Boeing 737 MAX 9s. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. The Supreme Court has agreed to consider whether Colorado had a right to stop former President Donald Trump from running in its primary. CBS legal correspondent Jan Crawford has more.
Arguments on February 8th, and I'd expect a decision by the end of next month. And in the meantime, Donald Trump can stay on the ballot.
And get ready for a winter storm expected to sweep coast to coast this weekend and into next week. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shinar.
As it gets into the northeast, this storm looks warmer than the one we'll get this weekend. So a lot of the big cities will be primarily rain. So the winter impacts will be confined to northern New England.
CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least, has been controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the state patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, it's 28.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. and we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Boat Show, Wisconsin's largest and I believe the longest running show devoted to boats and boating accessories, runs from January 19th through the 28th at State Fair Park. You can get information online at milwaukeeboatshow.com. And joining us now to give us a preview of this year's show is show director Ben Nielsen. Ben, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and Happy New Year to you. I'm sure show season is a big deal for you guys now.
It is. This is our busy time of the year. The shows that we do all take place in the first quarter of the year every year. And so my family kind of thinks of me as a gypsy this time of year. I'm from one to the next. And, you know, it is quite busy. But it's also the time of the year that I love more than any other time. And I love doing these shows.
Well, you've been with the show for a number of years. And Henry Boucher, who was the director, has retired. And so now you've taken over. The transition, I trust, has gone smoothly because you've been working with Henry for a long time.
It absolutely has. I've been part of that Milwaukee Boat Show here now for, I think it's 12 or 13 years, and worked, you know, right next to Henry the whole time. He's been, you know, a fantastic person to be around. Consider him family. I still talk with him all the time. He certainly showed me the way to run these shows. And, you know, I don't plan to change anything on that. What he was doing was fantastic, and I plan to just keep it going.
Well, that's great because, as you said, he certainly ran a good show and a tight ship, if I might use that metaphor as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and say hello to him for us. Well, let's get to the show. What are some of the features of the boat show for people who maybe have never been to a boat show?
As you can imagine, one of the biggest features of a boat show is the boats. That's what the show is kind of all about. And again, this year, we are going to have a packed full show with all kinds of different boats there, whether we're talking about a small fishing boat up to a giant motor yacht and kind of everything in between, ski and wake surf boats and pontoon boats and really anything you can think of on that, you know, from all the different manufacturers, kind of all under one roof. So it really is a great place to just come and see all the boats, you know, all the boats that maybe you've been watching from shore, maybe you've been in the boat and seen a different kind of boat and go, gosh, I wonder what the inside of that boat looks like. You know, this is the place you can come and see all of that. They really are our biggest feature when it comes to that. But, you know, we have some other things at the show as well. Let's say that you just got a new boat, but you need some equipment for it. You know, you need a tube or you need some ski rope or life jackets. You know, that stuff's here as well. And then, you know, we also have a few other features on board as far as that goes. We do have some antique boats at the show, which is also just a really cool area and display to go through and kind of see, you know, all of the boats of the past. The Wisconsin scale boats are going to be back with us again this year. And then we will have Twiggy the water skiing squirrel back with us again this year, which is always a great family feature.
If I'm looking for a new boat and I kind of have one in mind, what's the advantage of coming to a boat show as opposed to just going to my dealer?
Well, you absolutely could do either one. The advantage of the boat show is that all your dealers are in one spot. So let's say you're looking for a 20-foot pontoon with a 90 horse on the back. There's going to be a bunch of different dealers down at the show with a boat like that. So you can check out all the different manufacturers, compare the different features, and let's not forget, you know, you can talk price. So when everybody's under one roof, does get a little competitive, and you can definitely get your best deal at these boat shows.
All right. And you mentioned accessories like tubes and water skis and other toys that a lot of people use in their recreational boating. The Sports Tube truckload sale has been there for a number of years. That's really an opportunity to see all these things, and you can't try them out, but you can bounce on them in some cases.
The kids certainly like to bounce on them. So, yep, we've done that for a number of years with HL Sports and Skipper Buds, and we do kind of like a truckload sale where they bring in every tube that they make, they inflate them, they have them sitting on the floor where you can kind of check them out, you know, rather than look at a box and try to figure out what it really looks like. They're there for you to see. Kids love to jump around on them, and you can kind of figure out, hey, maybe I want a single-person tube, or maybe I want one for five people, or, you know, whatever the case may be. All those different models will be down there.
Are there many innovations in boats now? We've seen improvements in boats over the years, but can they get any better or any classier?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think about that every year. Like, what, you know, what could they do differently? I'm an avid fisherman myself, and, you know, when I look at the electronics world, I think, gosh, what else can they do? I mean, they've been doing all of these things. But yes is the answer to that. There are brand new features, brand new things that are going to be on these boats. And, you know, whether it's something, you know, maybe basic to a certain style of carpet or maybe a certain layout of a pontoon boat that's a little bit different, to new electronics on a fishing boat or some of the new outboards, or, you know, obviously like the electric outboard is gaining a lot of popularity. You know, all those new features that are going to be present on all these different manufacturers' boats will be present at this show.
Okay. Well, who typically attends a boat show? Obviously, people who love boating, but do you get a lot of casual people who are just looking for something fun to do on a cold winter weekend?
We absolutely do. You know, the show kind of caters to everybody. You don't have to own a boat to go to the boat show. You can go there for something to do, something to see, something to look at all the different boats. The other thing that's really nice about a boat show is that when you step inside that building, it feels like summer. And so when you're thinking about the great Wisconsin summers that we have, this is kind of a place when it's cold and snowy and dreary, you can go in there and just kind of escape that for a little bit. And that's really just another feature of just going to the show and experiencing that. And certainly, you know, if you are into boating, it's a great place to come. You know, we have a lot of couples that come down to the show that maybe did a lot of boating throughout the summer. Maybe they've got a cottage up north or whatever, and they haven't seen each other in a while. They'll meet there and walk around. So lots of different agendas on people's minds, but the boat show really is for everybody.
And Henry used to talk about the boating lifestyle, and that really is what you're promoting and catering to there, isn't it?
Yeah, we absolutely are. We heavily promote the boating lifestyle, you know, because boaters do have a lifestyle. And this is a great place to, you know, kind of come and see everything that is involved in that lifestyle and kind of, you know, anything that you might be thinking, gosh, you know, last year I had this, but I've been looking for this. Or, you know, there's a lot of different things there, too, that kind of all revolve around that boating lifestyle.
Well, Ben, occasionally there have been some really big boats at the show. Is there anything that might be a dream, a someday dream for people to look at and, who knows, maybe buy eventually?
Absolutely. Those cruiser yachts, or the motor yachts, I should say, are definitely going to be at the show again this year. It's a great part of the show. And you know, I think everybody enjoys just kind of getting on there, whether we're serious and have, you know, an interest in buying them, or maybe it's just dreaming about buying something like that someday. Those boats will be present at the show again this year. I know we've got several different big ones, whether we're talking a 43-foot Tierra that's planning to be there. I think that thing's got twin 600 outboards on the back, which I'm really anxious to see that. You know, we've got a 38-foot cruiser. Beneteau is going to be there with their Antares 11. There'll be a Nimbus T11. So several different models of those large motor yachts will be at the show, absolutely.
It's really neat to walk through those and dream, as you say.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Ben, we've talked mostly here about fishing boats and power boats. Are there going to be any kayaks there?
Absolutely, there's going to be kayaks down at the show. We definitely do have some different dealers that are going to be down there having some kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. Another popular thing are the floating foam mats that they have. That's also another real big thing that's going on right now. Those accessories and those different boats that maybe don't have a motor on the back of them, there will be those present as well.
Fantastic. We are going to give away some tickets. I mentioned it at the top of the show, and we'll talk about it again at the end. So if people want to try to get a free ticket, maybe bring some friends as well. If you win a pair of tickets, we'll be offering that. Well, Ben, anything else you want to tell listeners before we let you go?
Well, I would just tell you that, you know, obviously come on down to the show, see all the boats that we've got there. As you're listening to this, you know, obviously we've talked about a lot of different things here encompassing the show. Anything that you may be thinking or forgot, just go to MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. All those details will be there for you.
Fantastic. Well, Ben, thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful show and a great turnout. It is certainly a winter tradition here in Wisconsin to go to the Milwaukee Boat Show, so I'm sure a lot of folks are looking forward to it. Thank you, and hope you have a great show.
Thank you. you very much, Dan. Always a pleasure.
Ben Nielsen is the director of the Milwaukee Boat Show. It's coming up January 19th through 21st and then 24th through the 28th at State Fair Park. You can learn all about it at MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 19th through 28th, State Fair Park.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they're open again, offering rebates on new Crestliners. And they'll be at the Milwaukee Boat Show with more than 40 boats on display. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROFHearingCare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio program is online as well for you to listen to. Go to lake-link.com, go to their outdoor radio page, and you can listen there, download it. And then you can also check us out on the outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can download there as well. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors, and you can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
To enter the drawing now to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Be sure to leave your name, number, and email address and mention the Boat Show giveaway. Again, that number is 414-297-7554. Email dsoradio@gmail.com. We'll be giving away 4 pairs of tickets now each week leading up to the show. And you can join me for the 13th annual Randy and Janine Memorial Fishery to Benefit Abate of Wisconsin on Saturday, January 20th at Knuckleheads Bar and Grill on Little Cedar Lake. This is an ice fishing event, as I mentioned, but I don't know if they've got fishable ice there yet. It'll be held regardless. And you can still fish from shore if you want to. And they tell me this has happened to them before. Jeff, did you hear also that the Great Lakes are at like 0.4% ice cover or something? Which is...
Yeah, it's super low. And there's so many reasons why we really need winter, Dan. And if you're like not a fan of things like spiders and snakes, that's a big reason we really need to get cold here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, folks, the event is going to be held regardless of ice, as I mentioned. That's January 20th. It's also free fishing weekend. There's a cash raffle and a meat raffle and good cheer with folks who are raising money to help support motorcycle awareness in memory of two folks who were killed in an accident more than 10 years ago now. Wisconsin's Catch and Release...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.